Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
One of my all-time favorite things that I have in my kitchen that I use every day is a high-powered blender. I just drank a wonderful smoothie with a little bit of mango, a little bit of pineapple, a ton of baby kale, and some water, and it was delicious. And there are so many things you can make in your blender beyond smoothies. So we're just so thrilled to have Rebecca Miller French. We're going to be talking about her fabulous book, The Ultimate Blender Cookbook, Fast Healthy Recipes for Every Meal. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to have you on. I love your book because I've learned so much that there's so much more I can make than just the smoothies. Not actually just smoothies are fabulous, but you know.
Right. No,
what did you
exactly.
first discover people, that, yeah,
no, I was going to say wonders. So many people, that's what they're using it for. You know, I have to say, growing up, it was very funny. Our neighbor always made salsa in the blender, which seems so weird, but I was young. And it was something my mom was like, sure, you can use the blender. You know, I didn't have to turn on the stove. So that was kind of, you know, my introduction. And then it was, you know, as I grew, you know, I changed for the baby food in the blender. You know, as I had kids, making marinades really fast. So I've always used it for many things, but I didn't have a power blender. And when I got one of those, that even changed more, you know. So then I was like, wait, I can make flours and nut butters, and it was fabulous. Yeah,
you know, it's funny because for the longest time I would see the Vitamix in the store and I'd be like, oh, it's so expensive, I don't want to bite the bullet and do it. And then I finally did it, and I have to tell you, it's like my favorite toy. My kids will come home from school, literally go and make themselves smoothies and do whatever they want, and they use it themselves because it's so easy to use. So I actually think it's such a brilliant idea that you wrote a book on it.
Well, and it is, because it is good for busy moms. And like you said, everyone in the family can use it, you know, because you're hopefully not sticking your fingers down in there. But it's really, you know, it's safe. It's easy to clean, because that's another complaint that I get from people who, you know, don't have them or haven't started, you know, using a blender. And they say, oh, but I don't want, like, what about the blade? And don't things get stuck under there? But, you know, I find just a few drops of dishwashing soap and some water, you know, you just fill it. Maybe a quarter full. I don't know if you clean yours that way. And you run it, and everything comes out from underneath, you know?
And I think the key is just to do it right away. Don't let it sit so it cakes on and dries. It's just to do it immediately.
Absolutely. That was something I had to teach my kids.
That's something my husband had to teach me.
Right.
You're so funny, Lisa.
Thank you. Now, Rebecca, talk to us about some of these recipes. For example, I made your butternut squash and quinoa burgers because I am all about the butternut squash, and they were fabulous. What are some of your favorites?
Oh, gosh. I mean, one thing that I learned in, you know, using the blender was cutting, like, kale and carrots, you know, being able to chop things. So, you know, there's a water method where, you know, it's not like a food processor where you're doing a dry. You put in your vegetables. I mean, they have to be hardy leaves or, you know, a sturdy vegetable like cabbage or carrot. And you can put it in there with some water and pulse it a few times, and it chops up. So to get like a kale salad, I mean, you have to drain it afterward, but to get a kale salad, I love that, you know, with the dressing that you can also make in the blender. I love, you know, like chicken tikka masala. You can make a really great sauce in there. You know, even things like I was saying before, the nut butters and desserts. I mean, that's something, you know, I don't usually think of in the book. I mean, other than milkshakes, you know, but you can have, you know, I have like a black bean brownie that's gluten-free. And I am telling you, if you do not tell people that there are black beans in there, you will never know. You know, it's really, and that's kind of the sneak it in factor, which I don't like that because I really love celebrating, you know, beans and vegetables and good food. And I want my kids to know what they're eating and how it makes them feel. But I know some parents have a really hard time. So that's where, you know, in a tomato sauce, you can put in red peppers and onions and, you know, get in other things that might not just be in a basic tomato sauce. You know, they won't really taste them. I mean, they'll taste an overall yummy flavor.
Especially if you have picky kids. I mean, you have to do what you have to do. You'd rather them get the nutrition than know what it is and not eat it, right?
Right. Exactly. You know, and even some of the breakfast recipes, like the chia seed pancakes, you know, it's just super easy. You just dump everything in two pulses and you're done. And everything's so fast in the blender. That's what, you know, for a busy mom or a busy dad, you know, families, it's just, it is so incredibly fast, and you can't you don't want to overprocess. So it's really just a few pulses or 10, 15 seconds and things get blended immediately.
You know, I am having a party for my daughter this weekend. She turned 4 and I'm going to try it. You know what? I have your book and I'm going to go through some recipes. What would you recommend that I make for, you know, let's say 10 people? Do you think some really, let's say for dinner, what do you think? And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to try it this weekend because I'm excited.
Okay.
It's probably really easy to do too, right? So
it
you know,
is
basically one of those. Yeah. So tell me, go for it.
All right. I have to think about the main dish. When you said birthday party, immediately my mind went to the raspberry cupcakes. I don't know if you have anybody who has, I know I will give you a main course in a minute, but I just can't. I don't want to forget about telling you those because it is a birthday after all, right?
But they're happy with desserts.
Right, exactly. Yes. But they're gluten-free, and they're made with, you know, so they do have a little, they have some raspberry in them, so you're actually pureeing raspberry and putting that in. They're made with a coconut flour, and you can make both the frosting, and so I don't know if you have any gluten-free kids coming. I mean, that's something always.
I'm gluten-free.
Well, there you go. Then you can eat them. So, and that's something the kids love. I think something that's really easy that, you know, four-year-olds, I mean, my kids do, but I think most kids, pesto, like rigatoni with a spinach pesto, because you're getting a little bit of spinach in there in addition to the basil, so they're getting a little, I mean, that's a really good thing to make in there. The enchiladas, because you can make them ahead of time. I mean, those are our favorite, just my kids gobble those up. So those you can make ahead because they're in a pan and they have an ancho chili sauce, which you can tone down, you know, maybe instead of putting in what, the chili, I say maybe you only want to put in a quarter, depending on how your kids are. But they're not super spicy. So those are some kids' favorites.
Well, tell us more about the enchiladas. I love enchiladas. Are they chicken enchiladas? Are they vegetable enchiladas?
They have spinach in them, so they're really So what you're doing is you're making both the filling and the sauce in the blender. So you take, you know, they've also, so what you're doing is for the ancho chili sauce, you know, it's got the ancho chilies, tomatoes, a little bit of parsley. They're super easy. And then for the filling, they've got, I mean, they do have chicken in them, but spinach, some black beans, some cheddar, corn, I'm trying to think what else in there, some green chilies. And then, of course, cheese, a little bit of cheese rolled in there. And so the filling goes in the shell, and you pour the sauce on top, a little bit in the bottom of the pan, a little bit on top, sprinkle with the cheddar, and you bake it. So you can get it prepared up to the baking point, you know, in the morning or the night before, and then just bake them that, you know, right before the party so they're warm and ready to go.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
There's some good non-dairy cheeses out there, too. You can even make your own with cashews. And have you ever done that, Andrea? Do you ever make any of those nut cheeses?
I haven't, no.
There's actually a woman I just met the other night. She's opening a vegan cheese store in Brooklyn, which I thought was interesting. She said there's only one one in the country right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool.
She'll do well.
Yeah.
She'll do well. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. No, it really is. It was so novel. So, yeah, but making your own cheeses, that's a... or you can leave it out. You don't really need... You know, you can make enchiladas without cheese, I think, when you've got the sauce, but cheese always had that yummy...
I wonder if she's actually making her own cheese. The lady you mentioned, I wonder if she's making her own cheese or she's using, we're out of time, but I'm curious if she makes her own or if she's getting it, you know, using the Daya cheese or using
she
other types
both.
Of cheeses.
Yeah. So
she's
making one. I think she's studying with somebody right now. So she's just launching it.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on our show today, Rebecca. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. Have fun at the birthday party. Let me know how it goes.
I will. And then I just, for those of you who would like to go to Rebecca's website, it's sweet-home.com. You can also follow her on Instagram at Rebecca_French, and it's with two Fs, FFRENCH. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Go use your blender and stay well.